My name is Isabel Harrington. I am 14 years old. Today is November 22nd, and I'm speaking with Christine Harrington, who was my mother. We are recording this interview in Kyle, Texas. Okay. Tell me the story of how you and Dad met.
Your dad and I met in high school. He was in my algebra class, and he passed me notes all the time. He knew who I was because I was dating his best friend off and on. So he had a crush on me. And that's how we met.
What did you first think when you met Dad?
I thought it was scary.
Great answer. What was I like as a child?
When you were really little, you were horrible. And got into everything, and you were always causing trouble. Until we put you in dance school, and you were 3 years old, and then you started to learn how to follow rules and things like that.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories of me?
I have too many happy memories of you.
Just think of one random one.
Gosh, I don't know. I'm always happy. I was happy when you woke up after your arm surgery and you were so brave because it was real painful. That's one.
That one. Oh, God. How has being a parent changed you?
Being a parent has changed me because all I think about is what I have to do for you and your brother. I don't ever think about myself. I always make sure that I put y'all first.
What did you first think when you got pregnant for the first time?
I was excited. We wanted to have your brother for a long time, so I was excited.
What did you think when you found out you were going to have a baby girl?
I really like boys.
Hey!
But I thought it would be fun to dress you up and all that kind of stuff.
No wonder I'm not a girly girl now.
Yeah.
What are your wishes for me?
I wish that you get to do all the things that you want to do. I wish that you get to go to college at the college you want to go to and play softball where you want to play. And then you get to pick the career you want to pick and you get to do whatever you want.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
We moved a lot. Because we were poor, so we always stayed in the same city. And then when I was in middle school, we moved to from Wimberley to Dripping Springs. And it was really scary moving to a new school and things like that. But, we just moved a lot because we were poor, so we had to go from rent houses to rent houses.
What were you like as a child?
I was a good kid. I was very responsible. I had to watch Theo and Sam. I had to watch my brother and sister when I was very young in middle school. I had to watch babysit them. So I was a very responsible child.
So you basically learned how to become a parent really young.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
I don't know. I had a lot of responsibilities because I had to help raise your aunt and your uncle. So, I don't know. I wish I could have had more fun by myself instead of having all those responsibilities. But then also it taught me how to manage responsibilities when I got older. So, I don't know what advice I'd give myself.
And what are you most grateful for?
I don't know. I guess I'm just grateful for that I have good kids and that I don't have bad kids that I have to punish or that are out there on the streets making me worry. I've never had to discipline y'all. Y'all have always done the right thing. So I'm grateful that I have good kids.
You're grateful you learned how to discipline your kids when they were young.
Yeah, now I don't have to.
Okay, that concludes our interview.
All righty.